More developments today in the government's controversial visitor registration program. Pakistan has demanded that it be exempted, and Indonesia has advised its citizens to avoid travel to the U.S. The program requires males from 25 Middle Eastern and Asian countries to be fingerprinted, photographed, and interviewed. Congress ordered the registration as an anti-terror measure, and while critics decry it as racial profiling, the Justice Department says it's already starting to pay off with better law enforcement. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Justice Department officials call the new registration system a quantum leap from the days of old. Before last fall, the method for tracking students, businessmen, and tourists was a virtual joke. Former immigration official Alex Lanikoff says arriving visitors would fill out a paper form. Often they'd list their address as a hotel or, say, New York. No matter, no one verified it anyway.
And then when someone left the country, the other half of the form was supposed to be collected, but whether it was collected always is not clear, and then there was not always a good match between the part that was collected at the beginning and the part at the end to make sure the person had actually left the country.
It was amid this chaos that three of the September 11th hijackers easily got lost in the system and overstayed their visas. Now, the Immigration and Naturalization Service is online, entering visitor information into a new computer system. Foreign nationals must give full contacts, including cell phone and email if they have it, plus contact numbers for an acquaintance. And if they don't, they're subject to deportation. That information and their fingerprints are matched against a terror and criminal watch list. Chris Kobach, counsel to Attorney General John Ashcroft, says this has been a boon for law enforcement. He says several hundred people have been refused entry because of past crimes or immigration violations. And within the U.S., authorities have arrested 15 wanted felons.
Individuals like those, some of those detained in L.A. who were guilty of three convictions of assault with a deadly weapon, individuals who involved in narco trafficking and theft, individuals who are guilty of really serious crimes that we wouldn't have found out about had it not been for this registration system.
Those who pass muster the first time must re-register in 30 days so the INS can verify their story, then check in once a year and on departure. Every day now, officials say the INS runs a computer check, scanning the data on 54,000 people and counting, and notes immediately who's overstayed his visa or failed to check in. INS agents and U.S. Marshals then head out to find them. A senior Justice Department official says this follow-up recently led to the arrest of a Saudi national in Florida. The man was enrolled in a flight training class. An investigation is underway. Former INS official Alenikoff applauds such apparent benefits, but he worries that targeting only Arabs and Muslims is unfair and ineffective, and Alenikoff says there is the problem of limited resources.
When you go send an INS agent to pick someone up who has simply overstayed their visa a few weeks, you're not using that INS agent to do other kinds of more important enforcement work, like picking up people who are coming out of jail after having committed criminal offenses and should be deported.
Congress has mandated that all foreign visitors, some 35 million people annually, be registered by the end of 2005. Chris Kobach of the Justice Department admits that is a daunting challenge, not just in manpower, but also infrastructure.
We're talking about reworking the ports of entry all across the United States so that there are exit lanes where currently there are none, so that you have booths that verify people's departure where there currently are no booths. This is a massive undertaking, and it's going to require a lot of money.
Kobach says the results of the program so far prove it's going to be money well spent. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.